Market.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests from Cass County Conservation, and they are Laura Canning and Allison Scheel. And I'm going to start with you, Laura, because you're going to introduce us to Allison.
Yeah, well, Allison Scheel is our AmeriCorps member. She's been here since April with us, and she has been helping the Conservation Department expand some of their K-12 programming and some of our programming in the community with STEM and healthy living and things like that.
A whole variety of things. Well, welcome to Cass County, Allison.
Thank you.
It's you've been doing a lot of things, so you're getting acquainted in a lot of different areas. So let's get a little of your background. You know, where did you grow up? What are some of your interests? Tell us a bit about you.
Okay. I am from Casey, Iowa. I went to high school at Nodaway Valley in Greenfield, and I'm currently attending Northwest Missouri State. I'm going into my sophomore year, and I'm studying Parks and Recreation there.
Well, what a perfect job you have for this.
Yeah.
How long is the assignment? Laura said you started in April. How long do you get to work?
Yeah, I started in April. It's a 900-hour term, so I'm probably ending around October, November area. I think that's when my term ends.
Okay. Well, that kind of gets you in those seasons, spring, summer, and getting into fall, so that's kind of nice, too.
Yes.
So Laura said you've been helping with school programs, but those have probably been a little limited.
Yeah, it's definitely been a challenge.
It's not our normal spring,
No, for sure. So what are some of the things that you've gotten to work on so far, Allison?
Well, one of my big projects right now is developing some preschool programs that aren't going to come out this summer, but maybe next summer when they're all ready to go. I've been helping a lot with that and helping Laura with our day camps and even helping Adair County with day camps over there. So getting plenty of experience on that has been great.
What are the age of the day camp people?
It ranges anywhere from kindergarten all the way up to, I don't know, sixth grade-ish.
Fifth grade, sixth grade.
So have you had experience working with little kids in all those ages before this?
I have a little bit. I was a volunteer for ISU Extension over in Adair County a few summers ago, so that kind of got my toes in the water.
Yes.
But this has definitely been a lot more.
Well, that's good. I mean, all those various experiences are very helpful. So tell us, you know, how did you get to this interest in Parks and Rec?
Well, I started watching the TV show Parks and Recreation, that showed me that it was a career opportunity, and I really liked what I saw on that show, and I started visiting some national parks and realized that this was actually something that I could do, and I looked more into it and found that Northwest had a program for it, and I loved the description they had, and I thought that was perfect for me.
It sounds like it's a great fit. Have you done, with your family or on your own, camping and those kinds of things?
My family wasn't big into camping growing up, but I'm definitely getting more into those opportunities now.
Well, that's a whole part of that experience for sure. Mm-hmm. And Laura mentioned STEM. What kinds of things are you doing with STEM?
So I am trying to integrate some science, math, technology, engineering into the programs that have already been created and that are at conservation, and ones that I'm creating with preschool. I'm trying to figure out ways to integrate that into our programming to get us a really well-rounded program.
Yeah, that sounds like a challenge when you're talking about kindergartners age. How are we going to teach science? Well, there's a whole lot of interesting things I'm sure you've come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. And you said you're going into your sophomore year?
Yes, I'm going into my sophomore year at college.
Okay. So then where do you think you want to be? I mean, you want to work for Parks and Rec. Is there any place out there that you think you really want to be working?
That's the big question. I'm just looking at different areas right now. I know that some positions are open for a Parks and Rec department or going into conservation, being a naturalist. I'm trying to explore all the options to see where I want to end up. But I would love to end up working at like a summer camp and programming that. I think that would be super cool.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to stay in Iowa or do you think you want to experience some other places?
I would love to end up in Iowa just because that's where my family is. It's where I grew up. But I would not be opposed to finding an internship somewhere else in the United States.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's still more intern opportunities, I'm sure, coming up here, that this is not the one and only place that does that. Mm-hmm. So, Laura, have you had interns in the past?
We've had unpaid interns where that they are doing it as part of their college credit to complete, and they're completing volunteer hours for your department and things like that. So we've had them in the past in the environmental ed department part of it and things like that. But this is our first go around with AmeriCorps position like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. Well, having those new folks in and those new ideas are mm-hmm. really helpful.
Yes, it is.
And as you say, you can expand some programming. So there's something coming up, Allison, that you wanted to tell us about.
Yes, I am hosting a Blooming Artists program. It is for people, families, individuals, whoever wants to come. It is held at the Outdoor Educational Classroom in Messina. It's this Saturday, July 25th. It's from 2 to 4 p.m. We're just going to show you how art can inspire and create art. And it's going to be so much fun. We have lots of different ideas planned, and you can just come and have a good time.
All right. And it can be certainly a family coming together. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that there are a lot of families who are looking for something to do together, and especially outdoors and so on. So it's great to have a family activity.
Yes.
So are you into paddleboarding, Allison?
I'm getting into it, yes, now.
Yeah. And because I keep hearing Laura talk about paddleboarding, and you have some of those coming up.
Yes. Yep. We only have one or two spots left on the 25th on that morning, 9 a.m. And then we have two more classes for the rest of the year. So look for those events to be posted on our Facebook, to be put out in the newspaper as well. We do the last Saturday of the month, and then we'll do one more over Labor Day weekend.
Okay. And you do all of those at?
At Cold Springs, yep. Right. Currently we're doing them at Cold Springs, yep.
Okay. And you said we can go on the web, but you also put out a newsletter.
Yes, and our newsletter is going into emails now. We're not printing very many of our newsletters anymore. So if you're not on our newsletter list, give us a call or email me. Otherwise, it is on our website on AtlanticIowa.com. And then you just click on county and county departments and find conservation. And it'll be on that top drop down of newsletters.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned, I'm not so much a Facebook person, but I really like the website. And and you can find out so much information there about all the parks and all those kinds of things. So.
Yeah, and if you're looking for other things too, like, you know, if you're going to travel or want to go to different places too, you know, mycountyparks.com has all of the Iowa counties as well. So, you know, if you want to see what Adair County is doing or Shelby County is doing for events, programs, newsletters, that's the other resource that's a little bit more statewide.
Okay. So, Allison, you just said you're getting into paddleboarding. What are some of the other things that sort of been new experiences for you?
Oh, anything and everything now. paddleboarding is definitely something new. I didn't even know it really existed before this, so it's been really cool. I've gotten more into kayaking. I have already been pretty into it before then, but this definitely helps more.
What about birds? You mentioned you're going to take an owl somewhere. Is that a field that you were studying before, or is this something kind of new?
It's all new. The animal rescues have been crazy and fun to me. I definitely like the animal aspect of it too, that getting to work with them and seeing, you know, behind the scenes of getting them rescued and everything.
So what kind of rescues have you done?
We've been on a few owl rescues.
Mm-hmm. It's been an owl year.
Yes, okay. Lots of owls.
Okay.
I can't remember if there's anything else besides...
Well, that's a good point that people should call the conservation folks if they find something that they really think is injured. But as the conservation office for the area always reminds people, don't pick up those animals that you think
And you can always call the non-emergency line for the sheriff, too. They know who's who's available, who can come help, and things like that. You know, yeah, it's been some interesting, it's been an interesting spring in general of where, you know, we haven't been doing very much of our usual field trips with the kids, but it's been such a year. People are home more, they're noticing more things, and they're noticing, you know, if an owl is injured and things like that. So, you know, we've had to say, oh, we're going to go do this now.
Maybe
change our schedule a little bit.
There you go. But maybe that's one of the positives that come out of this. Maybe people will continue to be a little more appreciative and noticing what's out there. So we want to thank you very much, Allison Scheel, for the work you're doing here, for visiting with us today. And thank you, Laura Canning, as usual. And until next time, just remember to enjoy all of those outdoor adventures.